The Darwin Conspiracy by John Darnton. For Bob with Love. History has many cunning passages, contrived corridors and issues, deceives with whispering ambitions, guides us by vanities. T.S. Eliot. Chapter 1. Hugh spotted the boat while it was still a dot on the horizon and watched it approach the island, making a wide white arc. He shaded his eyes, but still he had to squint against the shards of reflected light. Already the morning sun had cut through the haze to lay a shimmering sword on the water. All around him the birds swooped and darted in the cacophonous morning feeding, hundreds of them, screaming swallow-tailed gulls, brown noddies, boobies homing in with fish dangling in their beaks. A frigate circled behind a gull, yanked its tail feathers to open the gullet, then made a corkscrew dive to grab the catch, a flash of acrobatic violence that had long since ceased to amaze him. The boat appeared to be a panga, but that was odd. Supplies weren't due for days. Hugh fixed his stare on the dark silhouette of the driver. He looked like Raoul, the way he leaned into the wind, one arm trailing back on the throttle. Hugh dropped his canvas tool bag near the mist net and started down. The black rocks were streaked white and gray with guano, which stank in the windless air and made the lava slippery, but he knew the footholds perfectly. The heat pressed down on him. When he reached the bottom of the cliffside, Raoul was already there. He idled the swaying panga a few feet from the landing rock, a narrow ledge that was washed by an ankle-deep wave every few seconds.
"Amigo!" shouted Raoul, grinning behind dark glasses. "Hey, cowboy," said Hugh.
He coughed to clear his throat. It had been a long time since he had talked to anybody. Raoul was wearing pressed khaki shorts, a Yankees cap over his thick black hair at a jaunty angle, and a dark blue jersey with the insignia of the Galapagos National Park on the left breast pocket.
"Just stopping by," he said. "What's new?"
"Not much."
"I thought you'd be totally crazy by now."
His English was almost perfect, but sometimes an odd phrasing gave him away.
"No, not totally, but I'm working on it." "So, how's the Ermitano?"
"The what?"
"Ermitano," Raoul repeated.
"How do you say that?"
"Hermit."
Raoul nodded and regarded him closely. "So, how you doing?"
"Fine," lied Hugh. Raoul.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?